Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 123, part 2, old and new side by side. Today is Sunday, November 29th, 2009. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. You know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, and we're located in Disciples Ministries historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can also join our community, and at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, LifeVantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join our online community. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or write a testimony at Pastor Paul's blog, where you will find the show notes to the podcast. You can also email me, Janine@pastorpaul.org. And in the show notes, you're going to find scripture links to those scriptures that Pastor Paul uses within his message. Be sure to join us every Friday and Sunday for part one and part two of Pastor Paul's weekly podcast. Have a great month of November, starting it off on All Saints Day, November 1st. These are the messages that you will hear this month on Pastor Paul's podcast. A love better than wine. Our instincts need purifying. Old things and new things. And old and new side by side. So there you have it. The month of November will prove to be the best yet. God bless you and have a great month.
I was sitting up here in the commissioner's office in St. Paul getting ready for this package over in St. Paul over there, and I heard this droning in my ears. It was the people over there talking. I wasn't hearing it. And I thought to myself, I got to say something intelligent here. You know why I didn't hear it? Because the kingdom of God was talking to me while they were. He tuned them out. He fuzzed them out. What do you call that when they intercept? When they freak the channel somehow? What do you call that? And God was giving me what to say. And as I opened my mouth up, praise the Lord, it was just right. But I didn't hear one word. All the important folks were saying, say amen, somebody. Oh, glory, 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 glory. How many hearing this? I was sitting there and I was hearing something like this. You have in your spirit, Paul, infinite love, infinite harmony, infinite peace, infinite wisdom, infinite power, and infinite victory. And I thought, you know, I've been up too many hours. I'm not hearing anything over there, but I'm hearing everything in here. It was such a feeling of detachment, I thought that I had lost my mind. I was there, but I wasn't there. I was sitting there, but I wasn't there. And I was hearing the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me, giving me peace, talking to me. See, it's all going to be God's show anyway, so what do I have to know? What do I have to say? And right now it's moving at such a pace, I was telling Jan the other night, I said, sometimes it makes me kind of want to tremble. Because I know I'm going to be standing in that great big building over there and say, now what? Now what? And we've been talking this thing up and everything, you know, and here's four floors in this great big mammoth building over there. God, what now? We're talking about all these cookers and talking about all these steam units and talking about all these great big massive freezers and all this. And it ain't got a nickel. God. What now? But I have to recognize that I've entered into kingdom living and there's no dead ends. At the end of that is the living end. Hallelujah! And God is going to work it out. But this kingdom living makes a new earth. Old friends become new. Businesses will prosper and old surroundings will look like new. And you'll have the joy and you'll have the peace and you'll have the thanksgiving and you'll have the praise and the health and the power and the victory and the purpose and the plan and the whole works in one day. One day it'll start to work out. I know it. I know it. God be my witness. I know it. You'll go over in that building and one day God will give you a plan. And you just stand there and watch God go to work. It's already starting to form. And you know why? I'm not in it. This isn't going to form if you got your face in there. You just got to fall back and let God witness to your spirit. And all of a sudden, there's a freezer over there. And all of a sudden, there's a cooker over here. And all of a sudden, there's bunks lining up that whole upstairs and bunks on another floor and a couple of apartments on the end. And you get all done, you wonder, well, now how'd this happen? Now, that's the same thing that happened downstairs down here. It all came together just like that. It came together by the Spirit of God. Are you hearing this? Now, how are we ever going to get through this wall? Me, 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 me. And everybody's scratching on their head, and pretty soon the wall came a tumbling down. I'm talking about 18 inches of solid concrete, 6 across and 8 high. Oh, no. It's coming apart. The whole thing's falling apart. Nothing's going to work. I feel it. I feel it. Feel it in my bones. It's not going to work. Doesn't matter what you have to say. It's God's faith anyway. If you won't use your faith in the right way and you're called to God, God is going to use his faith on you and it's going to go through. Say amen, somebody. Preacher, are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord spoke to me tonight before I came up here. He says, Paul, I want you to be encouraged. I'm going to anoint you and I'm going to use you. Doesn't matter about your old flesh because it's dying. And I'm going to anoint you, I'm going to use you over there, and there's going to be a great thing happening. Now, I could say, well, now that was me speaking, but I know it's the Spirit of the Lord because I don't talk to myself like now. Because right now, I think all Christians are in sort of a down state. Say amen, somebody. They're in a siege of downness. You know what I'm talking about? And the flesh is dying and they don't like it. They want to put their makeup on. They want to slick back their hair and they want to go out and have some fun. Darn, huh? Say amen, somebody. And that's the way it is, isn't it? How many hearing this? And they're wondering, is it all worth it? God could say that, couldn't he? Aren't you glad that he doesn't? Oh, the guy asked me, he says, how do we become established in the kingdom of God? Once that we're born again, I say, you open the door and you go on in. How can you get established in a job if you don't go to the job? And when you get to the job, you don't enter in and punch in. And I said, then you have to use all the facilities. Then you have to learn to obey God. Now, when you start to obey God, that's something else, especially when you're into prayer and fasting. Say amen, somebody. A lot of times people think, well, now I'm praying and fasting. Everything is going to come up roses. Oh, all hell will break loose. When you enter into prayer and fasting, let me tell you something, you enter a wilderness. You enter the wilderness. Where Jesus, when he went praying and fasting for 40 days, he entered the wilderness. When we get into prayer and fasting, we enter the wilderness, and a lot of things happen, and a whole lot of things happen that you just never thought would happen. People change. Some people change for the better. Some people change for the worse. But it all works together for good. You understand what I'm saying? There's no negative in God. Everything is working together for good. You can't say, well, that was a bummer. That didn't work out. No, all things are working together for God. God causes them to work together for good. And that's bottom line. And that's the way it is. There's no negatives. All of his negatives are positive. Are you hearing it? He causes the development to come from the negative. It's just like taking one of these negatives and putting it in a solution. And you wave it back and forth inside there, and pretty soon you got yourself a picture. Say amen, somebody. He runs them through the dark room and brings them out into the light, full bloom. How many are hearing this tonight? How many feeling somewhat like I'm feeling tonight? Say amen, somebody. Ooh, hey, it's just the way it is, isn't it? And we start to obey God, and then you start to have God thoughts. You know what God thoughts are? They're your humility. Get into prayer and fasting sometime. You start to get humble. You start to get weak. Your flesh gets weak. Then you get into the 15th day, and you get into the 16th day, and you get into the 17th day, and the 18th day, and the 19th day, and the 20th day, and the 21st, and if you want to go on, whatever, and you get into this fasting, and you sort of think you're getting kind of weird. Say amen. You are weird. On the 10th day, you're thinking about food. Your visions are turkey, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy. But you know what that leaves? And you start to enter into a new dimension. Say amen, somebody. A brand new dimension. You have entered into the wilderness experience. And you go way back in your life and you start to forgive people you have not forgiven. Someone that's done something to you or whatever, and you get this humble spirit, and God reveals things that are left undone about yourself. He never reveals someone else to you. He always reveals you to you. Why is everybody always picking on me? Huh? Have you had yourself revealed lately? I thought I was all done. How about you? Ooh, and then we learn the value of praise. And we start to praise the Lord. I'm not talking about a false praise or on schedule praise. I'm talking about we learn the value of praise in your spirit. You learn the value of praying. You call on the Lord in trouble and in joy. So many times when we're in a time of trouble, we call on the Lord. You know what? When you get the full joy of the Lord, you have to call on the Lord. There's no one else you can share divine joy with. Because it can be a very peaceful joy. Now, there'll be people in your life you can be with, and you can have joy with them, and you don't have to say one word. You just have a peaceful joy with that person. Say amen, somebody. How many have experienced that with certain people? You're just with them and you have a joy and you're not saying a word. It's a peaceful joy. That's the same way with God. You get this peaceful joy and there's no one you can share it with. Serenity, peace like a river, joy like a fountain. Now that's worth something. In this day of turmoil, to have peace. Quiet, lovely peace. Hallelujah. Talking about the kingdom of God tonight. Call on the Lord in fellowship. Now you start to talk more to the Lord. Call on the Lord in your work and you start to become one with God. You don't get into arguing with people anymore. That's all over. But there's people, they don't enjoy taking their drugs. They don't enjoy alcohol or swearing or wrong friends or arguing or hating or competing. But yet, they have an adverse attitude in their mind. Something wrong there. People prefer to search out unpleasant conditions. That's like a fellow I was talking to. And this is a Christian. He says, nice day. He says, yeah, but it's going to be hot. You ever talk to somebody like that? Still living in sort of an adverse condition, belonging, being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, but not totally surrendered. How'd you like the music? Too long. Did you enjoy that play? Not really. Do you come here often? Yeah, once too often. Tonight. Gee, you look good. Looks are deceiving. You've got the nicest husband. You live with him. You must be so proud of your children. No, just tired. Oh, I'm sick. Or I'm sick and tired. I can't help myself. And all those adverse things. Pilate once asked Jesus a question. He says, what is the truth? And he was looking at the truth. You want to know the truth? The truth is when God starts to reveal you to you. That is the truth. Say amen, somebody. When the truth starts to reveal things in our own. Romans 3:3, For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Romans 3:4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. And every time we give an answer, not from God, it is a lie. Say amen. But the truth still stands. Now I'm talking about having a confession here. Someone comes up and they say, well, how are you? And you start to hedge with the truth. You better not hedge with the truth. You better say, oh, I'm hidden in Christ and God. And God is dealing with me right now. And I'm going to ask God right now for the full joy of the Lord. And don't get into confessions. I'm down, I'm blue, I'm this, I'm that. That's a lie. And you know what happens when you tell a lie? You live a lie. See, you got to start to confess the truth. Even though you don't feel like it, the truth still stands. Well, I don't feel like it, and I'm not going to confess it. That would be a lie, no. Say amen, somebody. So many times in people's Christian walk, they get into these little groups where they sit around telling lies to one another. I don't feel good, I don't feel this way, my marriage isn't working out, and this is wrong, and that is wrong, and all this is wrong, and they get into telling lies. Instead of giving a positive confession about what is going to be happening, they start to give out this negative confession about what they think is happening. See, you're the ones that's going to make it work by faith. Now, if you're just brand new in the Lord, you're going to start to give out, and someone will come along and help you. Well, how are you doing now? You've been saved for about 2 or 3 days. Getting a little rougher, ain't it? I remember when I first got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, a woman came up to me and she says, "Oh, you're all happy now, but you know what? That'll pass." And I thought right then, I made a resolve. I said, "You want to know something?" I thought to myself, "It's not going to be that way with me. I don't want to get to looking like that. I don't want to get to looking like an old dried up old prune." And so I built myself up for her. And then she came along, it was about 3 months later. She says, I was working with teenagers, and she said, "Better to have a millstone wrapped around your neck and dropped in the deep than lead one of these little ones astray." And I looked at her, and I was all built up for her already. You know what I'm saying? I said, "Better that I get away from you, or I'll just totally die." You know what I'm saying? But that was a negative confession from a Christian. Here's someone coming along and giving me death. And so many times Christian friends can give you death. Don't you listen to it. Don't you listen to it. There's got to come a positive confession in our homes. There's got to come a positive confession in the Church of Jesus Christ. And that confession is that our God is able. Can you say that in your home? Mosette, you say that in your home. I know my God is able. Say that tonight, will you, Mosette? I know my God is able. See, it's got to be a confession to the Lord, see. We've got to start confessing things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, we're off to seek the kingdom. I was thinking about a message I did some time back. It was about, I'm off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God. Oh, I'm off to seek the kingdom. Oh, the wonderful kingdom of God, of God, of God, of God, of God, of God. The wonderful kingdom of God, of God. The wonderful kingdom of God, of God. Oh, I'm off to seek the kingdom. The wonderful kingdom of God. And I ran into the old tin man. He's standing up there all rusty and all bent out of shape. And I ran into the old straw man. And I ran into the old complaining lion. And I walked up to the old tin man, see, and I said, "Hey, I'm off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God." And he went, "Ah." But you know, I kept on singing to this old tin man, and pretty soon the oil of the Holy Spirit started loosening him up. The last time I seen him, he was walking down the road and he was singing, "Oh, I'm off to seek the kingdom, clink, clank, 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 the wonderful kingdom of God, clank, clank." But I kept on walking, I ran into an old straw man. You know what he said? "Oh, if I only had a heart." And I started singing, "Oh, I'm off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God, of God, of God, of God, of God, of God, the wonderful kingdom of God, of God." And he started to perk up, and his old straw got real stiff. And he was sort of wobbling along at first, but he started to singing with me. And you know what? He caught up with the tin man. And I kept on a walking, and I ran into this old lion. Now listen to it. The old lion who was putting on a front to be strong. And he didn't have any courage. Put him up, he said. And then he ran around and hid behind a tree. I said, "Oh, I'm off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God, of God, of God, of God, of God, of God, the wonderful kingdom of God, of God, the wonderful kingdom of God, of God." Oh, and they're all walking down the road seeking the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. on my witness and on my testimony and on my firm faith and on my believing, hallelujah, as I was traveling the yellow brick road. And that's where we're all tonight going. I think we should be walking down the street singing, oh, we're off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God. Of God, of God, of God, of God, of God. The wonderful kingdom of God. Of God, huh? And you know what's wrong? People are not seeking the kingdom of God. You got to lose your life to gain your life. Hallelujah. Oh, if I only had some smarts. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Proverbs 16:16, better is wisdom than gold. Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Hallelujah. And so the old tin man got some wisdom. Hallelujah. The old straw man said, oh, if I only had a heart. And listen to what the Word of God says, that He can create, God will create a new heart within you. Do you need courage like that old lion? 1 Chronicles 22:13, then shalt thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill these statutes and judgments. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not or be dismayed. Isn't that a good word? 1 Chronicles 28:30. David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Oh, I like that. Isn't that to the point? Be strong and of good courage, Solomon, and do it. Yes. Okay, let me go on here. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, now he claims God here, will be with thee. He will not fail thee or forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work. Oh, that encouraged me, going over to do another work for the service of the house of the Lord. Now I want you to remember something here tonight as I close this message up. You are all spirit. Well, you got a manifestation of the flesh sitting here. And you gotta bathe it. You gotta deodorize it. You gotta comb its hair and you gotta do all those things, but really in reality you are spirit. Say amen, somebody. Bible says, see, no man after the flesh. Oh, God. If you can see men after the Spirit down here working in this mission, you can't see people after the flesh all the time. God says, don't do that. He says, see people after the Spirit. Hallelujah. See no man. I think Christians are going to have to start looking a little bit, you know, alive. Hallelujah. And their appearance has got a lot to do with it, too, while they're seeking the kingdom of God, doesn't it? I heard a song. I was in the restaurant here, Forever in Blue Jeans, huh? Something like that. You know, if you're in the Spirit, you'll understand what I'm saying here tonight. God wants you to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he says, if you'll seek ye the kingdom of God, I'll add all these things unto you. I tell you, folks, we've got to come into what God has got for us right now. We've got to conform our thinking to Jesus Christ. We've got to replace all of our thoughts of hate to thoughts of love. Replace all of our thoughts of pride to thoughts of humility. Replace all of the thoughts of impurity to thoughts of purity. Replace all the thoughts of ignorance to thoughts of wisdom. Replace all of the thoughts of unforgiveness to thoughts of forgiveness. Replace all the thoughts of discord to thoughts of harmony. Turn it over, hallelujah. I'm not talking about turn over a new leaf. I'm talking about turning it over. Turning the soil over, hallelujah. Replace those thoughts of sorrow with thoughts of joy and thanksgiving, and replace those thoughts of doubt with thoughts of faith, and replace all those thoughts of death with thoughts of life, hallelujah. And start to change our lives with a positive confession, hallelujah. Oh, I'm off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God. I'm off to seek the kingdom, the wonderful kingdom of God. Are you off to seek the kingdom of God tonight? Say amen, somebody. Well, you're off to seek the kingdom of God. In your prayer, and in your fasting, and in your walk, you're sojourners through this old, pilgrims walking through this old land here. Let me tell you something. It isn't all going to come easy, but it's all going to be good. In the end, Jesus Christ is going to be revealed through the whole thing that we're going through right here now today. Say amen, somebody. Isn't that the most important thing anyway, that Jesus Christ be high and lifted up? How many in here are off to seek the kingdom? The wonderful kingdom of God. Well, you know, it only comes one step at a time. Seeking the kingdom of God. Maybe tonight you got some repairs to do in your life. Maybe there's something, you listening on the radio to this tape, maybe there's some things you have to do before you can even get on Kingdom Road again. Maybe there's some changes you got to make in your home. Maybe there's got to be some changes in your own spirit. Maybe there's got to be some changes. Say amen, somebody. Well, you say, what if people don't want to change? Well, loose yourself of them then. Stay away from them. You're changing with God. Say amen, somebody. Now, there's going to be people who don't want to change. Isn't that right? It says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. A guy came in here the other day. Tremendous scheme. I thought, my, that sounds so good. And he told me he was of the Baha'i faith. I says, I can't do anything with you. I says, I cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You mean you wouldn't do that because I'm from the Baha'i faith? I says, that's right, I wouldn't do it. You can be what you have to be, but I can't be with you what you have to be, because I have to be what I have to be, hidden in Christ and God. You know what? I said, something happened in my spirit when I was talking to him. I thought, you know what? I'm going to lead that man to the Lord Jesus Christ. I just felt that I was going to lead him to the Lord. He sat there and he didn't know what to say. See, I don't think anybody ever confronted him before that. You should leave that because it's of the devil. Say amen. Somebody might say, oh, Baha'i, well, that's nice. I wonder how I'll witness to this guy. Well, how you witness to him is tell him it's right from the pits of hell, and you can't have nothing to do with it. Say amen, somebody, and just be up front with it. When you're facing the devil, sometimes you just say, hey, that's the devil. It's like I talk to a Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm off to seek the kingdom. While I'm walking along, and I see somebody is over there on the side of the yellow brick road over there, and they're messing with Jehovah Witness or they're Mormon or something like that. I just tell them, hey, I'm off to seek the kingdom. You're on the wrong road. See, you're going to rust out there. You're going to turn to straw out there. And you're going to lose all your courage out there. You've got to get on the yellow brick road and come with me. And you know how you encourage people? By singing the song and walking down the yellow brick road, seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added on to you, folks. Say amen, somebody. Don't you think it's about time we start seeking ye first the kingdom of God? I tell you, we ain't going to have no joy, no peace of mind, no love, no nothing until we seek ye first the kingdom of God. And when you're seeking the kingdom of God, let me tell you something. And when you get into prayer and fasting and these things that I've talked about here tonight, there's a death that's got to happen daily. God is preparing a very peculiar people right now. God is bringing people in right now, a very peculiar people. Say amen, somebody. Where did they come from? Who was that masked man? You know, that kind of thing. All of a sudden, somebody be working with you. Like Kenny, he came in here, and all of a sudden, he's part of this ministry, and, you know, he's working like a Trojan horse. And, you know, but why did you come up here, see? Because the Spirit of God brought you up here. See what I'm saying here? He's off to seek the kingdom. And he started seeking the kingdom. He added it up here. And he thought, well, you know, I was off to seek the kingdom of God. And we should just be into real spiritual things and praising the Lord and reading the Bible 24 hours a day. And that's part of it. I'm not putting that down. But isn't it funny when you're seeking the kingdom of God, the characters you run into? Huh? The straw and the tin and the roar. Are you hearing it? You know, what am I doing in here? Scrubbing floors and scraping wax? You mean this is seeking the kingdom of God? That's what it's all about. That's seeking the kingdom of God. And you know, when you're seeking the kingdom of God, you see miracles happen? Say amen, somebody. You pray for your old pastor here. Because right now I'm going through some real heavy things here. Say amen, somebody. Yeah, some real heavy things. See, and there's a spiritual warfare going on. But you know what? I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. Say amen, somebody. And God has sent me people that are dedicated to what's happening down here. Hallelujah. And I praise God for them too. I praise God for the crew. You crew, you know who you are. That are down here right now, and I'm talking, you're all great in here, I'm not saying that, but the immediate crew in here, I'm praising God for each and every one of you, because I know that you were seeking the kingdom, and you ended up here. You ended up here in this little spot in the kingdom road, hallelujah, while you were just passing through. Say amen, somebody. Passing through. I was passing through. I came down here. I've been down here 6 years. I was just seeking the kingdom of God. I says, God, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking the kingdom of God. And I ended up down here on the north side where nobody wants to be. My God, people hate to come to the north side, and they hate to dedicate any kind of time towards it. Say amen, somebody. But you know what's happening? The glory of God is coming through. Say amen. Yes, yes, yes. The glory of God is happening right down here on the north side. And even when you don't look like nothing's happening, everything is busting loose, everything is going to come up roses. You know why? All things are working together for good. And I don't care all the criticism and all the junk that goes on. It doesn't make no never mind me. I'll tell you why, folks. Because God is going to be glorified out of this thing. You mark it down, God will be glorified. Down here on the north side, something's going to happen down here like you've never seen before. I'm talking about people taking a look at what God can do in a very adverse condition situation down here on the north side and transform it into a place of beauty and transform it into a place of saving power, hallelujah, where the gospel will be ministered. Now, right down there on that stage down there, we're going to have music. We're going to bring people in here to play music and gospel singers. We're going to have somebody down here every, starting not maybe not next week, but the week after, every day, the gospel is going to be preached from the stage. I'm going to be one of the gospel preachers. Yes, hallelujah. Pastor Paul, the waiter, floor scrubber, toilet bowl cleaner, and whatever. But praise God, while I'm in them stalls cleaning out them bowls, I'm going to knock on that. Brother, are you in there? I've got a message for you. Are you hearing it? Huh? I am going to be all over this place like a fly. Hey, here, and I'm going to be all over the place. God has prepared it right now. We got all them little tables down there, them separate little tables, and the gospel is going to be preached. Praise the Lord. Say amen. And you know what? Folks is going to get saved, and you're going to see a stirring and a moving of the Holy Ghost like you've never seen before. Because the gospel must be preached. You know, the Lord spoke to me this morning. He says, woe be it. This is Paul speaking, but it was in my spirit. Woe be it to me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thought, well, that's speaking to me. Woe be it to me if I minister not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say amen, somebody. Folks is getting saved all over the place. A young man came in here the other day, got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? They can't get away. Who else was saved in here the other day? Someone came in here. The carpenter. The carpenter. Yeah. Come here, young man. Stand there. I just ruined one of my 2x12 planks by sawing through it. Come over here. And you know what? He got gloriously saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Hey, take not the Lord's miracles lightly. John goes out last week, I think 8 kids come to know Jesus, wasn't that right? 8 little ones come to know Jesus out on the streets. Take not my miracles lightly. Oh, great, John. Oh, real good, real good. Don't take them lightly. These are miracles that are happening right now on the north side. Say amen. And June, I want you to start coming down here, honey. You belong down here. And you know what? You've been frisking away. You have not been here. I want you to be here, honey, because you're part of this ministry. You know? I'm not looking at you as free labor, although I am, but I'm saying you should be down here. Yeah, that's right. That's like the brother come in here tonight, went out there and did the step before he came in here. Hey, these are all kingdom things, people. They're kingdom things. And you know what? You got done. I bet your brother, you got done with that step, and you step back and look at, oh, it looks pretty nice. And you had that good, good feeling. That's what it's all about, getting that good feeling. And Dick, faithfully, every Wednesday he's working, drives the bus up there. I don't have to worry about the bus. It's parked up there. Praise the Lord. And Carolyn and you people. He comes in. He's worked about 14 hours on his regular job. Comes in. He was sitting in one of these chairs. He says, oh, that whole thing there should be black. Where's the paint? Gets up and paints for about 3 more hours. That's seeking the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus, for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the crew that you've sent our way. Thank you for all the wonderful people that are coming to Disciples Ministry Church Mission. Thank you, Lord. We want to praise you. We want to lift you up. God, we ask for your help now in these last days that before your coming, before the coming of the Lord. God, just bless now this ministry. Bless families out there, Lord, and cause them to see that God is going to have his own way anyway. And Lord, we just thank you that you are faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to give us that full joy and that full peace. Cause us, Lord, to obey you. Cause us, Lord, to be fruitful. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray this night. Amen. Amen. So we